hire you if you come back again in June, but I don't think there'll be anything urgent then. There is a real problem of the Indians wondering about whether, just by for no good reason, whether we're still even-handedly in favor of them as we are in Pakistan. A picture of him with you will help without hurting us in any reasonable way with the other people. He has had good talks with McNamara. He's got it. We've got him educated, Comer and I, so that he's not trying to ask for more aid or more money. And I don't think you'll have any grave troubles with him, Mr. President. You know, I don't know what your personal relations have been with him, but he still has some sort of energetic liberal following, and I think we can make him a real partisan and friend with just a little help.
All right, get him. Come on in. When?
A little better, a little later in the week, but whenever you're free.
Tomorrow, anytime.
All right.
Cut
him.
Should we have our meeting back anymore today?
No, sir. I think we're going to be in a situation in which, with any luck, we just finished talking to Gordon. With any luck, we may even not have a problem of recognition, because if Goulart flies the coop and the vice president takes over, the Constitution is not called in question. Gordon reports that there's no need for any of the contingency supplies. The situation really seems to have moved very rapidly and to be entirely in the hands of the anti-Goulart forces. Increasingly, there seems to be no real prospect of civil violence, although it's not clear yet what's happening in the Northeast, which could become the stronghold of a Goulart resistance if he went there. But there's no evidence that that is happening. It's simply a remaining possibility.
Now, we ought to have a meeting of the Cabinet and Security Council sometime pretty soon.
Right.
Next
We're having a luncheon tomorrow, Rusk and McNamara, and we can have, we ought to think then whether, well, we could have an NSC meeting. Actually, I wanted to have one the end of this week on this trading with the Russians business, but Freeman is away, and he's so much in the center of that rally that it gets bad. Cabinet meeting, who runs that now?
Nobody. We'll just let Bill Moyer know whenever you're ready. But I think we ought to give consideration maybe to having them in after lunch with them tomorrow in NSC, just to wrap this up and see what's happening.
Well, we can do it before lunch and go on to lunch, and
that might be
more efficient and less bother for you.
I do it at 12 o'clock.
I'll set it up for 12.
That'll be good. And we'll go over this and get a report up to date on this.
Correct.
Anything else you
call it an NSC meeting.
Yeah.
We'll just go ahead. I think that's a good team.
All right.
Do it, Mr. President.